On November 5th, voters in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, stuck with incumbent Linda Tyer in a hotly contested mayoral election. Tyer served the city's first four-year mayoral term after her election in 2015, but finished second in the September preliminary election. In the general, she took 52% at the polls against at-large city councilor Melissa Mazzio's 48. Sitting down with WAMC at City Hall, Tyer reflected on the campaign and her plans for the next term.
I'm very honored to have been selected to serve another term by the people of our city. And what I feel most strongly about is that it was validation of the work that we've done in the last 4 years. And the idea that we would like to see more of what you've been doing to build a stronger city around an energized economy, keep working hard on public safety. We're looking forward to efforts around public schools. There are a number of things that I'm thinking about that we'll start to tackle early on in January 2020.
This was a very contentious, hard-fought election. I'm interested in the wake of that. You know, do you have a message for Pittsfielders or some sort of gesture to sort of show this sort of unity after a very vocal and hard-fought conversation?
Certainly. So the election was a fair and full airing of the issues. And so I think in the end, we are all neighbors. We are all one community. I believe in my heart of hearts that everybody wants the best for the city of Pittsfield and for themselves and their families and their neighborhood. And so while there are people from Pittsfield who did not vote for my reelection, I still feel that I represent them and that I listened throughout the course of the campaign about the issues that were raised and the conversations that were had, and I take that to heart.
You're the first Pittsfield mayor to serve a four-year term. Now you're looking to a second four-year term. When you conceptualize the next 4 years, do you have any sort of benchmarks for how you'd like it to progress, you know, looking into the mid-2020s?
So I think certainly we want to continue to evolve our economy and job creation strategies. There are a number of things that I think we could be doing to improve recruitment and retention of young professionals, and I'd like to join up with our business leaders on an effort to have sort of a formalized recruitment process. It's something I wanted to do in my first term. Unfortunately, we got waylaid by other things, including solving a fiscal crisis that we inherited. But I'm really interested in the possibility of expanding that effort in this term. Certainly we need to have deeper conversations about public education around teacher recruitment and retention. That's going to be a very important conversation, especially with the infusion of new state funds coming into Pittsfield. And we can only be a strong city if we have really good public schools. And I know that teachers in every school and administrators in every school really want our schools to be the best they can be for our kids and our families. And we're going to continue to focus on law enforcement and public safety. That's going to be critical. That includes the possibility of a new police station because we're trying to run a modern law enforcement agency out of a 1930s building. And that certainly impacts our ability, along with other things that are important for public safety.
Come January, you'll also have a new city council, well, some familiar faces and some newcomers as well. I'm interested, do you have any projections for what it will be like to work with this new cast of characters in the city council chambers?
Well, I am really looking forward to developing strong, working, productive relationships and collaborative conversations. And I understand the intent of the checks and balance system. So I don't expect every city councilor to support every initiative or every idea that I put forward. What I do hope is that there will be open lines of communication so that when there is disagreement, we can sort through that in a way that doesn't damage relationships, but continues to put forward initiatives that are good for our city.
You know, it does seem like there's an opportunity for you to reintroduce some ideas that failed over the last couple of years. I think, of course, of the At Home in Pittsfield program. Will programs like that or things of its ilk be reemerging come the new session?
Certainly, At Home in Pittsfield is something that I will be picking up again in January, looking at it, refreshing our perspective on it, and bringing it forward, because I believe really strongly that that is an important component of stabilizing the quality of life in our neighborhoods. There's an added component to this, though, that I think is important. I really want to reassess the idea that we focus on our neighborhoods that are most in need, so West Side and Morningside, and how do we link up neighborhood stabilization and quality of life with improving the facilities of our public schools and trying to maximize that potential.
Looking into the new year, of course, there's the new city council coming in January. What are the real sort of big dates going to 2020 that you're keeping an eye on as the leader of Pittsfield?
Obviously, we'll be working on a municipal operating budget and a capital plan for 2020. We have a number of potential new business opportunities that will be coming forward, I think, in the first 6 months of the new term. So those will be happening. And again, hopefully we're having conversations about At Home in Pittsfield and trying to push that across the finish line.